This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is set to travel Monday afternoon to Vietnam, where he will meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on Wednesday and Thursday. The president says he doesn't want to rush North Korea on the denuclearization issue and that he's happy as long as the North doesn't test any more nukes. The president's son, Donald Trump Jr., on Fox News, talking about the meetings.
Listen, I think he's going to do what he does best. I mean, he's going to negotiate for the American people. I mean, you know, he's made incredible strides and progress in terms of just eliminating some of this nuclear proliferation, the testing that's been going on.
The House will likely vote on a resolution to block President Trump's national emergency declaration at the southern border. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, who just got back from his National Guard duty on the border, and he says,
"We saw a lot of drugs. We saw a lot of human trafficking. I've seen it. By the way, I've done 3 prior border deployments, all under President Obama."
USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump says he's delaying an increase in tariffs against China. On Twitter, the president says there's been substantial progress on trade talks with China on issues like intellectual property protection, agriculture, and currency. The tariffs were set to go up on March 1st. The annual report on lightning strikes is out, and it shows a decrease to 17 million across America, an 11% drop from a 10-year average. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The National Lightning Detection Network reports Florida had the most strikes per square mile, followed by Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Oklahoma to round out the top 5. About 240,000 people are injured by lightning strikes each year, with one estimate of a global death toll of 6,000. The data collected by a company named Vistella reports nearly 2 million fewer lightning strikes in the U.S. in 2018 as compared to a 10-year average. I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A former right-hand man to President Trump is saying 2019 is going to be a tough year to campaign. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
Former White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon told CBS's Face the Nation he expects the coming year of campaigning to be very tough.
The pressure on the president is coming from many different angles. I think you've already seen it from what the Democrats, some of these reports they've been dropping here without telling anybody. I think that now that they control the House, they can weaponize this. They can weaponize the Mueller report. I think that 2019 is going to be the most vitriolic year in American politics since before the Civil War. And I include Vietnam in it. I think we're in for a very nasty 2019. I think what comes down the other side of that, then you can position yourself for 2020.
And listen up if you're in South Carolina or maybe have a friend in South Carolina. The winner of the $1.4 billion lottery jackpot in South Carolina, where that winning ticket was sold, has yet to come forward, which also means the state could also be a big loser. The state already had plans for the estimated $61 million that the winner would be paying in state income taxes and other taxes. The deadline to claim that winning lottery ticket is 5 p.m. on April 19th. And finally, convicted drug lord Joaquin Guzman wants a new trial after one of the jurors who found him guilty said members of the jury ignored the judge's orders not to read media accounts of the case. Guzman's attorneys filed papers on Friday asking for a new trial. You can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we've got a country to save, America. Glad you could join in because it requires all hands on deck. Time to return to an era of critical thought and understanding, you know, what the left is doing. You know, there is that, I call it the spirit of invalidation. You know, you either go along with their thinking. If not, you're disqualified and they don't want you around, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, right on down the line, doing everything they can to squash our First Amendment right. Again, our thanks to Wilfred Riley, the professor out of Kentucky. His brand new book, by the way, Hate Crime Hoax, How the Left is Selling a Fake Race War. He is an African-American professor, and he studied hundreds of purported hate crimes, shows that despite the mainstream media and the social justice warriors making it seem as though there has been a frightening spike of hate crimes since the 2016 election. Most of these hate crimes are actually hoaxes made up entirely by their victims. This is a must-read book. This will open up your eyes if you're interested. Otherwise, you can continue to rely on those 8-second sound bites that we talked about and let that, form and congeal your worldview. Salih Houdiar joins us now, International and Political Affairs Officer for the East Turkestan National Awakening Movement. You can check out their website, nationalawakening.org, for more information. Salih, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, but I got to tell you, my heart is breaking over what is happening with China. I mean, China is in the news. We've got a trade war going on, but obviously there continues to be humanitarian issues with that administration.
Yes. I mean, as you already may have heard, you know, China has over 3 million people in concentration camps, labor camps, and prisons in occupied East Turkestan. They're engaging in a genocide to eradicate the Uyghur and other Turkic peoples of East Turkestan.
Mm-hmm. Well, you also have the mass surveillance of Uyghur Muslims in the Xinjiang province, and this was revealed in a data security flaw, right?
Yes, so this is in East Turkestan, or what China calls Xinjiang. Xinjiang in the Chinese language means the new territory. They mm-hmm. occupied this region like they occupied Tibet in late 1949. And so aside from putting millions of people in these concentration camps, China has been pretty much monitoring everyone's movements. In fact, the Chinese government, according to Xinhua state media, in 2017, between 2016 and 2017, They collected the DNA samples, retina scans, and voice prints of over 36 million people in Turkestan.
That is massive. I mean, how are they able to do that?
Well, I mean, it's pretty much by force. Either you have to give up your information, and or you risk being sent to a concentration camp. And many of the people, even if you give up your information, you're still going to be sent to the concentration camp either way. I mean, it's a total military police state. They have over 7,900 police checkpoints, millions of CCTV cameras, and about 3.5 million Binh Tuan troops or paramilitary troops, in addition to roughly a million other police and army security forces.
Well, Sally, we're looking at the map here of China, and the focus is, and this has been reported by ABC TV network as well, that this is in the upper, northern west portion of China, you know, right on the border of Tajikistan and Kyrgyzstan and, you know, all the stands right there up there in the northwest that all this activity is taking place. And as you say, it's the new frontier. So they're looking to make sure they're not losing any ground. If anything, there's some expansion of their footprint here, right?
Yes, and they're actually expanding into neighboring countries as well. We recently found out that they have a military base in Tajikistan. Mm-hmm. It's actually been there for the past 3 to 4 years, and the intelligence community was aware about it, but it was just recently made public in the past week.
Well, now you say that the database that revealed all this, and China, of course, they have been hacking into other countries. So it's kind of interesting that they would leave themselves kind of internet naked, so to speak, and, you know, left this database unprotected, as reported by ABC, for some 7 months. This seems to be out of character, or is it just that China is just so massive, like any other massive bureaucracy, that they can't possibly stay on top of everything?
I think it's a bit of both, or it might even be deliberate, you know, be like, hey, look at what we're doing, and nobody's saying anything about it. I mean, they've been getting away with locking up millions of people in these camps, taking the DNA, collecting DNA samples and retina scans of over 36 million people. I mean, this has been going on since 2016, mm-hmm. and it's just now surfacing. I mean, you have Chinese state media talking about it, and in which they are collecting these data for security purposes, as they like to call it. Mm-hmm. And no one, you know, really did anything about it. And so they were just testing the world to see how they would respond.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, you talk about fake news. You know, China is controlling this. I mean, even at one point, I mean, there was a report that there was a Uyghur Muslim that was there lying dead, and Chinese state media is saying, no, he's fine.
Yeah.
I guess it's fine to be dead in China.
Yes. Yeah. So they've always tried to play their version of the story. You know, even if it's a dead body, they'll be like, oh no, it's just fine. It just looks that way in the video. Or they'll, like with the case of a musician, the reports emerged that he died. So within like 48 hours of these reports, especially after it got outrage in like Turkey, where he was very popular, the Chinese government, they released a video which looks like a deep fake, like a 30-second clip of the guy saying, today is February, I don't recall what date it was, mm-hmm. and there's like a 3-second blip when he says February something, and then he just says, I'm doing all right, I'm being investigated for violating the crimes of national security, and then that's it. But it looks like a deep fake, and some analysts have described it as a deep fake, because the Chinese government, you know they collected the DNA samples, retina scans, voice prints, and even like visual a 3D facial print of their faces, you know.
Mm. Yes.
And so,
well, this is all scary stuff, Sully, and we're going to continue the conversation on the other side of the break. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, as you're learning here in this country, data is king. This is what we're moving into in the 21st century world in which we live in. China closely monitoring 2.5 million, roughly 3 million people in what has been called a Muslim tracker. Sully's got more for us to understand as he reports at 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober. Now, your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
And that's where you want to go, BillMartinezLive.com, for all the information. Any podcast, hey, we're givers. They're right there for you. You can download, listen at your own convenience, and share them with your friends and neighbors. Why not? Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Sally Houdiar continues, International and Political Affairs Officer for East Turkestan National Awakening Movement. We're talking about what's going on in China, something that's been greatly underreported, especially in light of trying to work things out with China. But they've been very aggressive, whether it has to do with military activity in South China Seas. They see themselves as the conquerors of the world, and they are going to continue to look out for their own nationalistic best interest. And our focus this morning has been on talking about what's going on in the upper northwest of China, where Muslims are there, as the Chinese are trying to take over this land, and you've got the Uyghur Muslims that are there, and they want the Uyghurs, I guess, Solly, just to abandon land that they have been in for what, thousands of years?
Yes, the East Turkestan has been the homeland of the Uyghurs and other Turkic peoples for at least 6,000 years, according to historical evidence findings in the region.
Mm-hmm. And they don't have any ability. I mean, there's nothing that they have to negotiate with. I mean, what do they have that China wants to? They're just going to go in as they've done in other areas and just assume the land. I mean, they've got the force behind them and everything else. And so what are the people going to do but let them, pass through like a bullfighter with a red cape?
Exactly. We didn't really have much of a defense against them. I mean, we were caught in the middle of the Soviet Union and China. So,
exactly.
The Soviet Union, pretty much Stalin helped the Chinese conquer East Turkestan.
Mm-hmm. So at this point, we'll continue to keep an eye, but there's no doubt that China continues to move to take over that bit of territory. Now, speaking of China, the president, President Donald Trump, has decided to, I guess, extend the deadline. It was going to be March 1st, but it looked like there was some possible breakthrough occurring, and sanctions have been deferred for the moment anyway, and we've got a reported meeting taking place in Florida between President Xi and President Trump, and to see what they can do to forward the trade objectives that President Trump would like to see happen.
So I personally believe that President Trump and the White House, they're falling for China's cunning trap. China, they're only buying more time to strengthen themselves and weaken America. China, they've for the past 40 years or 30 something years that America has been trading with them, 40 years now actually. They've made numerous promises and have not held up to even one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what the Chinese have always done. They'll talk sweet words, and they'll try to offer a deal. But that deal, it might seem quote beneficial in the very short term, but in the mm-hmm. long term, it's disastrous for the other party other than China.
Well, of course, we know that North Korea is in the mix here too, right? So that's a little bit of a a bargaining chip that China has in their favor, because up to now, China has been able to hold President Kim in check just a bit. Now, what Donald Trump is promoting, even to China, is that there can be a better place in the world, particularly for North Korea, if it utilizes the full measure of its natural resources and becomes part of the international community, and they turn the lights on there in North Korea, that it could be win-win financially and as far as their own prosperity within their country and for their people. Now, that's a great vision to cast out there, but the Chinese, as doubtful as we are, as dubious we are towards the Chinese feel the same way about America, do they not?
Yes, I mean, they do definitely feel that way about America, but the Chinese objective is to, as laid out by President Xi Jinping in 2013, to achieve the great Chinese dream, which is essentially global domination. Mm-hmm. The Chinese, they're secretly building up military bases all across the world. Recently, right. Even in neighboring Tajikistan, which many of the world didn't know about until last week, including myself.
Wow.
They're building bases in Pakistan, and they have a base in Djibouti. They're engaging in neo-colonialism in Africa. They're even coming into Latin America, right outside of America's backyard, right in America's backyard. And this is a strategic threat that China poses, not just to the United States, but to international peace and stability, because unlike the United States, China is not a democratic country.
Right.
In their culture, there's no concept of democracy. I mean, it's all throughout Chinese history. It's always about an emperor ruling, they think that the concept of democracy is a Western ideology imposed to, destroy Chinese culture, as according to what President Xi Jinping said, and so they have to root this out, and they're promoting a totalitarian vision of governance across the world, and that's why they're backing dictators like the Assad regime, even the dictator Maduro in Venezuela.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And China, it's just if China becomes like this global influence that it's trying to become, it's just going to be bad for all of the oppressed peoples, or bad for any people across the world, especially those who love freedom and democracy.
Now, is China running out of some resources here a bit that makes them vulnerable because of the, the sanctions that have taken place? I mean, this has put some pressure on them. And I agree with you, Sully, that, and of course we see what's going on. I've been very much concerned about, what's been going on in the South China Sea with the militarization and the declaration arbitrarily, unilaterally, that this is their sovereign land, and they're causing, problems with passageways there in the area where there haven't been problems before, because now all of a sudden China is declaring that this is their sovereign land.
Yeah, no, this is something that China has done historically. They claim sovereignty over East Turkestan, saying that it's been part of China's since ancient times, despite the fact that they call it Xinjiang, which literally means the new territory.
Right, new frontier.
And this is something like that China is going to do even in Central Asia. I mean, they're in Kazakhstan. They already, they're teaching their children. The Chinese are teaching their children, that Kazakhstan and even Mongolia are parts of China.
Right.
Even though these countries are independent. They're saying, that they're going to expand, like Chinese military leaders are wanting to expand and take over Taiwan, like the much of the islands in the South China Sea.
Mm-hmm.
These are not something that we should just overlook. These are
right.
Serious threats. I mean, you have high level Chinese officials saying that they should carry out, blow up a few American aircraft carriers and just put America in its place.
Wow. That, you see, this is all, all it takes is one, one crazy leader, and I'm not talking about President Xi, I'm just talking about somebody out there in the South China Sea that flinches and all hell's breaking loose. Then what happens?
Exactly. I mean, the best way to do this is, without going into any type of, bloodshed, is to engage in trade embargoes, sanctions, and pressure the Chinese to stop what they're doing. That's the only thing that they'll listen to is money. Once they run out of money, they're not going to have money to build weapons. They're not going to have money to do anything. If their people are hungry, then the people will rise up and they'll overthrow the Communist Party. And that's what China actually is very fearful of nowadays.
Well, Sully, what you're saying then is the trade, the trade discussion has taken place and what Donald Trump has done for our country, and I would say for the neighboring countries around China, has been a good thing. And hopefully, I mean, the president understands all this. I mean, this isn't new to him. This is more far-reaching, I think, than people really realize. And I really appreciate you coming on and explaining it to everybody. Sully Houdiar, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sully.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is set to travel Monday afternoon to Vietnam, where he will meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on Wednesday and Thursday. The president says he doesn't want to rush North Korea on the denuclearization issue and that he's happy as long as the North doesn't test any more nukes. The president's son, Donald Trump Jr., on Fox News, talking about the meetings.
Listen, I think he's going to do what he does best. I mean, he's going to negotiate for the American people. I mean, you know, he's made incredible strides and progress in terms of just eliminating some of this nuclear proliferation, the testing that's been going on.
The House will likely vote on a resolution to block President Trump's national emergency declaration at the southern border. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, who just got back from his National Guard duty on the border, and he says,
"We saw a lot of drugs. We saw a lot of human trafficking. I've seen it. By the way, I've done three prior border deployments, all under President Obama."
USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Large, organized caravans are on the march to the United States. We have just heard that Mexican cities, in order to remove the illegal immigrants from their communities, are getting trucks and buses to bring them up to our country in areas where there is little border protection. I have ordered another 3,750 troops to our southern border to prepare for this tremendous onslaught. This is a moral issue. The lawless state of our southern border is a threat to the safety, security, and financial well-being of all America. We have a moral duty to create an immigration system that protects the lives and jobs of our citizens. This includes our obligation to the millions of immigrants living here today who followed the rules and respected our laws. Legal immigrants immigrants enrich our nation and strengthen our society. I want people to come into our country in the largest numbers ever, but they have to come in legally.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. We've got Dr. Lena Kubley, Scientific Program Manager with the Office of Research and Development with the Department of Veterans Affairs, and Dr. Randy Carden, Director of the VA Center for Prevention and Treatment of Visual Loss out of Iowa City, Iowa. And, of course, we're talking about recognizing signs of vision loss in our nation's veterans. With February being Low Vision Awareness Month, it is important to understand the common causes of vision loss. Specifically in vets, symptoms may be present during initial vision loss, but many disorders begin subtly and without realizing the extent of vision loss. Knowing the common causes and what to look for may help detect symptoms early on and develop an effective course of treatment. Dr. Lena, Dr. Randy, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, Dr. Lena, let's talk about vision loss. Define it for us.
Sure. So vision loss is a decreased ability to see that can affect one's performance and daily activities. So it can either include a partial loss of sight to the visual field, or in some cases, the extreme continuum is total blindness. Mm-hmm. And vision loss can occur for many different reasons. Some eye diseases, there can be age-related conditions, some secondary issues from other diseases such as diabetes, or it could also be due to injury to the eye, and that can happen during combat or, you know, accidents in general.
Exactly.
And the important thing to know is that some start very subtle, and it may not affect performance on most tasks. But it's really important for people to get their vision checked annually so that they can pick up on things early on.
Without a doubt. Dr. Randy, what are the most common causes or symptoms of vision loss?
Usually it's broken down into either the center part of your vision becomes blurred or you're missing something in the center, or more subtly in the peripheral vision. For example, glaucoma mm-hmm. often affects the peripheral vision first, and a person may not even be aware that there's a problem. When veterans are exposed to concussion or blast injuries, some of the injuries to the brain affect the visual system because a lot of the vision is wired through the brain. About 60% of the brain subserves vision. Mm-hmm. And so some of the difficulties after traumatic brain injury may be higher order. They can't play a video game the way they used to, or they don't understand how to place things in a mm-hmm. car, for example, luggage. Mm-hmm. They can't rearrange things correctly. They are having trouble comprehending visual input. So some of these things affect the eye directly in terms of the trauma that they experience, but sometimes the trauma can affect the pathways in the brain that subserve higher order functions of vision.
Right. Well, Lena, what Randy is pointing out here would tend to impress us to believe that vets are more prone to certain types of vision loss, right?
That's correct. They can be in some instances. So vision loss due to traumatic brain injury or exposure to blast explosions may, you know, also be more prevalent in veterans.
Mm-hmm. What about new treatments for vision loss by the VA, Dr. Carden?
Well, the VA, many people don't know, sponsors a large amount of research devoted to improving the care of veterans. And some of the newer approaches are on both pharmaceutical for improving vision, but also non-pharmaceutical. So some of those treatments have to do with new types of exercise that improve sensory function. It could be new dietary supplements. And some of the newest cutting-edge treatment have to do with improving brain function using transcranial magnetic stimulation or direct low-current stimulation right to the scalp that's painless and that can improve the connections in the brain. This is a whole new area of research that's non-pharmaceutical, non-invasive, and that may improve different functions of the brain, including vision and hearing function.
Dr. Kubley, the VA has just become famous for their research studies, and I know there's opportunities for vets to get involved and to participate. Explain to them how they can. We've got about 30 seconds left here.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Yes, there's a robust number of studies that are ongoing, and the best way is to go to research.va.gov or just search VA research, and in most search engines, that comes up right away. So that's where they can get information about all of the different studies that are being conducted within the VA.
Well, we're so grateful for all your great work that you do and continue to offer our vets. As you know, we love our vets here on Bill Martinez Live. February is Low Vision Awareness Month. We're grateful for Dr. Lena Kubley, Scientific Program Manager, Office of Research and Development with the Department of the VA, and Dr. Randy Carden, Director of VA Center for Prevention and Treatment of Visual Loss out of Iowa City, Iowa. Thank you so much, doctors, for being with us.
Thank you. We want to thank all the veterans for their participation and volunteering for research. We couldn't do it without them.
You know, we just so appreciate the research that's being done by the VA on behalf of our vets, as I mentioned. And you can go to BillMartinezLive.com if there's more information that you would like, or if you would like to, maybe you only caught a part of this interview, it is right there. Just go to Health and Lifestyle, go to that tab, and the information is right there for you. You can download it and listen as a podcast at your own convenience. Hey, did you hear about that story at the Ohio Performing Arts Center that they were advertising a Shoot the President party game? It's incredible, right? Believe it or not, it was advertised as a child's birthday party package, where kids could play a game with Nerf guns called Shoot the President. Of course, this caused a stir among many community members, as it should. The Olmsted Performing Arts Community Center in Berea, Ohio, had recently placed an advertisement on its website for a Nerf gun party with an option to play a game called Shoot the President. Well, needless to say, they have seen and understood the community outrage over this and said, well, we're not going to do that, so we're setting that aside. I mentioned to you yesterday that we're going to be having Sheriff Joe Arpaio on the show coming up this week. Talked to him a little bit further, had an extended conversation with him the other day, and we're talking about the wall, what's going on there. And of course, he says, look, Trump has the guts. He has what it takes. He's not going to surrender on the wall. We're going to get into deeper detail, which, you know, Sheriff Joe, who was the, he's kind of become America's titular sheriff, the former sheriff out of Maricopa County. And, of course, he has been a Trump supporter, you know, from day one. And Trump, of course, if you recall, was probably one of the first exonerations and pardons that the president extended, and he extended that to Joe Arpaio. But it's going to be interesting to be able to talk to the sheriff. This has been a long time coming. In fact, he's so funny. He goes, how come you and I haven't connected earlier? And I said, well, Sheriff Joe hasn't been for me not trying. Even when you were running for office, I was there to, you know, help you out and offered to have you on the show many times. And he just was amazed. He just kept on saying, I just cannot believe that you and I have not connected before now. We're looking forward to a fun and insightful, very informative conversation coming up with the sheriff, and that will happen on Thursday. Our conversation continues. Stay with us right here on Bill Martinez Live, 18 minutes now before the top of the hour.
From executive producers Tim Tebow and Robbie Tebow comes Run the Race.
This came for you in the mail today. Congrats. You're on somebody's radar, son.
Two brothers share an unbreakable bond.
I don't want to end up like Dad.
I'm going to get that scholarship. I'm going to get us out of here.
But life's unexpected adversities put their future in question.
It's all part of his plan, right?
You're not the first person to wrestle with his faith.
Trust him. He's going to meet you wherever you're at.
Really? It's that simple?
When you lose your way.
I know life can be confusing. It's full of ups and downs.
Why is this so hard?
How do you find the strength to hold on to hope?
I believe in a plan. I believe in you. You're going to come with me wherever I go.
God does love you. He loves you that crazy.
Run the Race. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to RunTheRaceMovie.com.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Just another Spanish love song. You're listening to Bill Martinez live. I want something just like this.
Oh, just keeping that sweet music for your ears coming at you. The music of truth as we continue to pursue it, no matter where it leads. Good to have you with us, ladies and gentlemen. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Right there, we've got sponsors that we'd love for you to support, whether it's, Jeunesse Products. Wow. I mean, they are absolutely incredible. Just click on the banner heading there for Jeunesse and see how you can start saving on products that are really life-changing. I mean, 80% of the people that, get involved with a product renew. So that tells you there's something there that it definitely delivers on its promise. So check it out. Also, another that we're getting a lot of excitement, a lot of talk about, and people are getting involved in is, the whole, cyber currency that is taking place, cryptocurrency. And you can find out about that. Daryl Talbert, who is the king of cyber currency, cryptocurrency, awesome guy, and been a big help with our listeners. If you're looking at expanding a little bit, you talk about the new frontier, although it's been around for a while. You know, you've heard of Bitcoin and things like that. Well, cryptocurrency is alive and well and continuing to grow, and it is a great opportunity and one that you can get involved in at a low-level entry point. Not a lot of money, something you go and you invest and you sit on and see what it's all about. So click on that, check it out. As I say, we're givers, so we're looking out for the great. We're looking out for you to get you involved in things that will enhance your life and improve particular areas, especially when it has to do with finance. Because it's not that money's everything, but it definitely helps, no doubt about it. Adam Holtz joins us now, interim director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com reviews. Mr. Adam, how are we doing, buddy?
How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Well, we got to talk about the Oscars really quick.
Sure.
Any big surprises there for you?
I don't think there were any big surprises. I I was kind of curious to see whether Rami Malek would top Christian Bale in Vice, and
right.
he did. And
right.
I think I was surprised at how many awards Bohemian Rhapsody actually won. But, you know, Green
Well, what did they win? Three or four? But they were just mostly, what, in editing, I guess?
Yeah, and, they were technical.
In the technical
sure.
in the technical awards. But Rami yeah. Malek, no doubt. And he was very, very touched. You could tell from his acceptance speech and, you know, what he had to share. Seemed rather humble. And
yeah,
that was
no,
fresh.
I appreciated his acceptance speech, and it seemed like even though there were a few political moments, it felt mm-hmm. perhaps less political on the whole than it has been some years. And
mm-hmm.
I know that, you know, going hostless has come in for a lot of criticism, but I sort of felt like it, you know, prevented somebody from getting up and giving political monologues every 5 minutes. So I didn't
exactly.
really mind it.
No, I didn't mind it myself either. It worked out, and I still think it's rather long and way too long. I mean, they can speed it up, but hey, look, it's a 3-hour infomercial for you know, for Hollywood and all the beautiful people, and you know,
yeah,
people
exactly.
can watch it, and you're just like, okay, come on, give me the meat here. I want to know, give me the best movie, your vote, and it just seemed to be for words of diversification, it seemed rather balanced. So maybe all the protests over the years have kind of controlled the voting or directed the voting of the Academy. What do you think?
I think that Hollywood is influenced by the political state of things, and I mean, it's something like 6,000 members who vote, so it's not mm-hmm. a small group of people.
Right.
So they don't all think in total lockstep, but obviously there are trends. And even though Green Book, which won Best Picture, there had been some blowback that perhaps its message about racism was too simplistic, too naive. You know, that was a movie that, with, you know, a couple caveats, we really liked its message. So
right, exactly.
Certainly yeah. as Best Picture winners go, I think it's one of the better ones in the last few years.
Mm-hmm. Now, for the most part, like you say, I think that there was some good representation balance there. And maybe for those people that felt that, the racial issue, they could have done a better job. When you looked who was on stage when they went to accept the award, there wasn't a lot of, and I hate the identity politics, I really do, but
yeah.
I'm waiting for somebody to point this out that, the stage was heavy with a lot of white executives, if you want to put it that way.
Yeah, no, and that, you know, that's the reality, and I think, having said that, there were certainly a lot of people of color and of ethnicity who won awards, so, I mean...
Hey, Spike Lee threw himself in the arms of Samuel Jackson.
Man.
That was so funny. Yeah,
well,
yeah,
and then, you know, the fit that he pitched at the end was like, man, if I were trying to come up with what narcissism in action looks like, Spike Lee, you know, to turn your back on, you know, the award ceremony for another film because you didn't like it, man.
Yes, right.
That felt like everything that's wrong with our country right now to me.
Well, we have an opportunity. We were talking with Dr. Wilfred Riley, who wrote the book on hate crime hoaxes that have been permeating our culture. And if you hear the left, it's all because of Donald Trump and since Donald Trump. But he did a lot of research. He's been monitoring this and found that, that is really not so. It's just more of the fake news narrative that has taken place.
Sure.
But it was a fascinating discussion. But that aside, let's talk movies. How to Train Your Dragon, huh? The Hidden World?
Huge weekend. The best so far of this trilogy, which is a pretty unusual thing for the third movie in a franchise to be the biggest one. And this was a movie that we really liked a lot. If you've seen the first two, you've got a good idea of what to expect here. We have the Viking clan chief Hiccup and his beloved Night Fury dragon Toothless once again having an adventure. This time around, they're raiding basically dragon slave ships and freeing, emancipating dragons. And in the process, they sort of pick a fight with a dragon hunter named Grimmel, who doesn't just want to capture dragons. He wants to kill them all.
Right.
And so they end up sort of being going to war with him and in the process looking for this sort of dragon sanctuary that has been rumored. It's very much of a piece with the previous films. We have a romance between Toothless the Dragon and a little white dragon who is similar to him. And we watch as Hiccup and his girlfriend sort of move toward marriage and their relationship. So you get an emphasis on romantic love, but you also get an emphasis on sacrifice. And so we see over and over that to really love someone requires sacrifice and putting their interests ahead of your own. And so, some mild violence, but really there's not much here to be too concerned about from a parental perspective. I loved it. My son loved it. Really a nice movie.
Well, I have to see that. When I saw Run the Race, and I liked that a lot, I was surprisingly, and I say surprisingly, because I talked to Chris Dowling, and Chris Dowling didn't give me a warning that it was going to be so emotional.
Yeah, you know, Run the Race was another movie that was out this weekend that was produced by Tim and Robbie Tebow. And not surprisingly, it's a football story. It's about two brothers who are struggling in their small Florida town. One of them is kind of a star jock, and the other one maybe has deeper faith, I guess you could say. And then,
well, he was he was also a jock, but he got injured. Yeah, he was injured, so he was there. But the plan was that the one that was healthy was going to take him to the next level. You know, get him to the university, be a blue chip prospect, and live happily ever after. And this is a family that has been devastated. They lost their mother. Their dad's an alcoholic. I mean, he is so greatly devastated by the loss of his wife that the boys basically are raising themselves, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so
telling the whole story? I'm sorry, I didn't mean...
no, that's good. It's good. I mean, it really is in some ways a pretty typical underdog story. And, you know, we see the challenges that these two brothers face together. And along the way, they both have to figure out together, how does this faith stuff really translate to the hard stuff that we experience in life? You know, is it real? How do we help each other? And so I think if you like football movies and especially faith-focused ones, this is a terrific film.
Exactly.
You know, a little bit of high school drinking, we've got a fight, you know, a couple mild concerns, but and this is a PG movie, so another one worth checking out.
Well, you will learn also and appreciate that, hey, even when you fight and you make some silly decisions, you may get consequences that are unexpected and could be life-altering. But through it all, which is consistent even with the heart of Tim Tebow, I heard him interviewed. You know, Tim, it's hard to nail him down for interviews. He's supposed to have been on the show here on several occasions, but you know, things get in the way. And, of course, he's really busy now because he's about to get married.
So, yeah. I mean, now he's got the best excuse ever, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry, Bill, I can't come on the show. You know, I'm like in the middle of I'm in the middle of my wedding right now, and why are you calling me?
Exactly.
Exactly. So, yeah, because anyway, the story goes on. But, you know, congratulations to the Tebow brothers, Chris Dowling, and the rest of the crew. But a touching movie, and one that the faith community will appreciate. And even those of you that may be on the border and saying, hey, what is it with this faith thing? You know, is it something that I need to investigate even further? I think this will help you and encourage you as well. Fighting with My Family. We got about a minute left here. So what do you say?
Yeah, this is a PG-13 drama based on the true story of WWE wrestler Paige, who was an influential female wrestler, one of the first female wrestlers really to gain notoriety. And she sort of has a rags-to-riches story. She came from a family in England that absolutely adored wrestling, and she was the one who sort of gets a shot at the big time here. So this movie tells her story. You know, on the plus side, it really, really emphasizes the importance of family and sticking up for each other and being there for each other. And on the downside, there's a lot of language and a lot of crudity. And so this is one of those movies that has great themes but a lot of content to wade through to get there. So, you know, can't really recommend it, even though there are things about the movie that we really liked.
Yeah, and if you do take your younger kids, but I would probably make them older teens to see this movie. My recommendation, Adam, I don't know about you, but get ready because you're going to have some explaining to do, right?
Yep, that's exactly right.
Without a doubt. Adam Holtz on Bill Martinez Life.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.